Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Ann Williams for National Volunteer Week. She volunteers in a variety of ways in Washington.
This week is National Volunteerism Week, and a lot of volunteer hours go into getting the Washington County Fair up and running each year. Can you tell us a little bit about your time volunteering with 4-H and the Extension?
Oh, absolutely. Having been a 4-H'er myself, I really enjoyed all the experiences that came with that. And I always say that I don't believe I am where I'm at today in my career and my life if it hadn't been for 4-H. I was a member of the Washington Eager Beaver 4-H Club, which was an all-girls club back in the day, but we were also able to show livestock as well. So I was able to learn to do home economic type skills, sewing, cooking, and then I also took my horse to the fair. After I got married and started having kids, our oldest son joined 4-H, so I decided it would be a good opportunity to be a 4-H leader. At the time, Tony and Jackie Ross were the leaders of the Washington Go Getters Club, and Tony was very ill, and Jackie needed to step down. So several of us came together, and we took over as the leaders of the Go Getters. And for several years, ran the club and had lots and lots of fun with the kids. We tried to make it so that they would have that same great experience that we had all had when we were in 4-H, but to also learn valuable skills that they'll keep with them. So we had a lot of fun. We kind of started the new farm tour. So right before the fair, we would have all the kids and their parents take us out to their farm, and they'd be able to show us their project, particularly if it was a livestock project, what they were going to be taking to the fair. And it was an opportunity for us to ask them questions, kind of an interview process, getting them ready for the judges in the ring. We did things like scavenger hunts out at the county fair, and we had lots of fun. Our kids were seen everywhere on the treasure hunt trying to figure out the riddle. So at the county fair, I guess that's probably about the extent. Now, since I'm in my own business or have my own business, some of the things that I try to do to help out with the fair is that we have a booth each year. We've done that for many years, and it's a great opportunity for us to get to see our clients, but also a lot of the 4-H families in the community. This year is going to look a little different for us. We're not going to have a booth only because we're going to be doing some business that week, and so unfortunately we can't be two places at once. But our presence will still be known at the county fair. Some of the other things we do as well, we provide a trophy for the Washington County Queens Contest. We also provide state plaques for those that did very well with their projects and are going on to the state fair. We also have sponsored the pony rides for Kids Day of the fair, and that's always something near and dear to my heart. Farm Bureau, the Washington County Farm Bureau Board, has their watermelon feed each year, and our staff tries to go out and help serve that as best we can. So I feel like our presence at the county fair still continues today, and we're very active in the fair. There's just nothing like a hometown county fair feel, and I believe our fair board is just phenomenal in what they've done. Our fairgrounds is just exceptionally beautiful, and we have all the state-of-the-art, nice new buildings, good facilities, well-maintained, and the entertainment that they try to provide and pull in is exceptional for a community our size. So I believe that not only do I participate at the county fair level, but I know my staff does as well because we all get involved. My husband and my kids are both firemen and rescue, so they're out there for each of the events in the evening, making sure, trying to take care of people participating that they don't get injured, or if they do, they can help them. So that's kind of what I do at the fair.
Another facet that helps with Washington County 4-H and the fairgrounds and everything is the Extension Board. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a 9-member board that is elected. So when you go in for the elections, you will see that on the ballot. It's typically a 3-year term. And what our responsibility is to oversee the Extension office, which includes the 4-H portion of that as well. We work very closely with the staff. We help them look at policies and procedures. We take care of the budget for Washington County, and we help out any way we can, which would include hiring. There are positions that the Extension Council members may be included in for the interviewing process. We help with performance reviews. We're just an extension there to assist and help make that run better. One of the additional things that we help out with is on Friday morning of the county fair, the fire department comes out and makes pancakes, and the Farm Bureau agents also come out and we serve this breakfast. So it's another way that we give back to the community. And on Friday evening of the county fair, they have the cookout. And I get the pleasure of being a judge for that. And while we think that that would be something that's easy, it actually is more difficult than you think to try to be able to distinguish between the various food items and how they were prepared and the garnishments. And it's a very interesting program to be involved in.
You volunteer in a variety of ways in the community. Why do you feel it's important for people in the community to volunteer?
Well, there's that old saying, volunteering is the rent that you pay to live in a small community. And I truly believe that. My husband and I are both from Washington. We raised our kids here. They married hometown girls. They both have gone away to college in Missouri, have decided to come back and raise their family here. And I can't think of any better place to raise a family than in Washington. So making our community the best that it can be is what we strive to do. And I truly believe that you have to be involved to make that happen.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ann Williams. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.